But we've got a little bit of different direction that we're heading. If you want to turn to Psalm 23, the kids obviously quoted this last Sunday and did a great job. And they were very, deliberate with their quoting, and you could understand them, and it wasn't just like, blah, blah, blah. They did a good job, and they sang. And then out there on the water fountain / trophy case, you can see our third year in a row of winning the float for our downtown Christmas float. And so the lady brought it by, I guess it was Tuesday. And so that's what I told her. I was like, you know, I guess 3 years ago or 2 years ago, it was cold, cold, cold. And so we were excited about winning. And I was like, that last year it was wet, wet, wet. And we definitely didn't want to do that again. But we thought, okay, well, we were, I don't know, not smart enough, or we brave enough, tough enough to actually participate in it. And so we could understand maybe winning the 2 years in a row. We weren't expecting it this year, but because there was such a good number of floats in the thing this year. But I believe it goes down to, obviously, ours is something that we do, not something that we bought. I think that helps us. And then I believe they see all of us goofuses running up and down the streets, passing out bags, things like that on the sides. And so I think that draws attention to us and things like that. So praise the Lord. And I was excited to win. That was a nice trophy. She said that they decided to up their game a little bit in the trophy department. I think it looks glass, but I think it's maybe plexiglass. So I don't think it would break, but be careful if you look at it. Maybe don't knock it off the trophy case / water fountain. All right, so hopefully you found Psalm 23. And, you know, this is a very, very familiar psalm, and not very long, just six verses. But tonight we're going to talk about it, kind of set it up, and then what we're going to do the next couple of weeks is kind of maybe let the psalm be a pattern for us to pray through the psalm. So looking at these things, let's be thankful for some of these things that are promised. And then pray that God continues to do some of these things in our life and things like that. So maybe we're going to look at like how to pray through the 23rd Psalm. But tonight we're just going to look at it as far as the introduction, and then we'll get a few prayers out of these first couple of verses. But you'll see the first verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And of course, the key here I want to look at, I don't want to read it five times and, you know, give a demonstrative on each word, but we're just going to say "my." That's what we're looking at tonight. I can say "He's my shepherd." You can say "He's my shepherd." He belongs to you. He is your shepherd, and we're going to look at a little bit of that. But then we see here, because of that, because He's my shepherd, I shall not want. And of course, we think maybe in our mind, it was around this time of year, and what do you want for Christmas? And you know, most of the time I'm like, I don't really want anything. I got pretty much everything I need and things like that. And they're like, "Oh, tell me something you want." I don't know. Good night's sleep. something like that. But anyway, we see that it says that's not what it's talking about. Basically what it's talking about is you will not have, it's not a desire. And, you know, "The Lord's my shepherd, so I don't want anything. I don't desire anything." No, what it means is the Lord is my shepherd, and I will have no lack of anything. In other words, you're going to have everything that you need. He's going to take care of you. And so because He's our shepherd, and we're going to see some things about that basically we're going to have everything that we need. Now, as a kid, there were probably some things that we wanted, but we didn't need them. And so, but we are going to have what we need. And of course, a little kid, I was a boy, so I didn't want a doll, or I didn't want a little stuffed animal or anything like that, but I did want a gun, or I wanted a car, things like that. But at 5 or 6 years old, I didn't need a real gun, and I didn't need a real car. I do remember having a little electric car. I don't remember it per se. I remember it because I saw a picture of it, all right, because it was when I was really little. And my parents, you know, they had their big, humongous first house. I think it was a 10 by 20, all right, mobile home. And I remember they said they said, and I saw pictures of it, that I would come from the living room with my little electric car, and I would go down, and I would bump into their bed, and then I would take my feet and turn it around, and I'd come back down the hallway, and I'd go around the coffee table, and I'd go back, and I'd bump into their bed, and then I'd move it. And so, but I didn't have a real car. I may have wanted one, but I didn't need one. So that's what it's saying here. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm not going to be lacking of anything. Why? Because He's got it all. He can take care of it. So it says here, He does, and you know, He does everything for us, and we're not required to do anything except follow. So He's the shepherd. We're the sheep. And of course, we're supposed to eat, we're supposed to rest, we're supposed to drink. But He is there to take care of all that for us. He leads us to these places. He protects us while we're in these places. So a sheep has no want. The shepherd's going to take care of everything for him. And so we don't have to do anything to earn that right. He just says, Lord, my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not have lack of anything. So it says, it says here, He will provide, protect, if and when we follow and stay close to Him. That relationship that we have, the sheep, with the shepherd. And of course, we have examples of in the Bible where there was 99 sheep that were being obedient, staying close, being where He wanted us to be, and things like that. But then there was that one hard-headed one, and you know, I could say right here, probably me, all right, that was gone and lost. And so obviously, the connotation is that these 99 were safe in the fold, and so that shepherd went out. Now, it doesn't say it per se, but I'm sure that He just did not just leave those open to the wolves to come eat them. You know, yeah, you go look for that one while I'm eating 99. I'll be full. All right? No, He left them safe. So they were taken care of. And so, but He went to find that. So He is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. All of this for His name's sake. Why? Because He's our shepherd. And He wants to be a successful shepherd. He wants to be what He was created to be. So the sheep's biggest need is to belong to the shepherd. As long as we belong to Him, He's going to take care of us. If he wasn't one of His 100, if we were looking at the 109 or the 99 or the 1, if it wasn't Him, He wasn't going to take care of Him. But if we're His sheep and the Lord is my shepherd, He's going to take care of us. So He will, if we'll let Him lead us, He will lead us. If we'll let Him protect us, He will protect us. If we'll let Him care for us, He'll care for us. So the Lord is my shepherd. So what we're looking at tonight now is the prayer of the sheep. The prayer of the sheep. Now, of course, we know that these sheep did not verbally say anything. All right, but they had, I need to be close to my shepherd. I need to be right here in the protection. Lord, I need You. So that sheep, he may have said back. All right, but that's what he was talking about. Where you at? Where you at? Okay, there you are. I need to know You're right there. So this sheep was desiring his shepherd to be right there. If there's any danger, I'm looking to my shepherd. If there's any danger out there coming towards us, I'm looking to my shepherd. So the Lord is my shepherd. And that's why we have this in here. So we're going to look at real quickly what the shepherd's name might have been. All right. And I remember, you know, watching, I think it was Roadrunner Hour. All right. And you had the sheepdogs with the hair over their eyes. You couldn't tell where they were looking. And they would, you know, all of a sudden that little hair would go up. And they would see the wolf. And, they would go pound the wolf. And then when he was leaving, you know, they'd walk by each other with their pail in their hand. And they would check in and out and things like that. But we see that these shepherds might have had a name. Our shepherd's name is this, and we're going to look at it in the Bible. He wasn't a shepherd like we would think. He wasn't a businessman shepherd. All right, that he was looking to profit off of us. Okay, I mean, your boss, obviously, hopefully they like you as a friend. All right, but you know, if they're the boss, the bottom line is what they're looking at. Okay, and of course, I hope they're Christian. I hope they're genuinely. I hope they're friendly. All right, but in that relationship, it's the bottom line. What did we bring in? How much are you benefiting? And so that shepherd or that boss is looking at you like, did you produce? Here's your end of the year report. All right, and because you did produce, so here's your bonus. Woohoo! All right, but that's that relationship. That's, you know, obviously,
God has a business. His business is saving souls. And He wants us to be a participant in that. He wants us to do our job, what He created us for. But that's not the only relationship we have with our shepherd. He's not just like a boss. Next, our shepherd is not like an army sergeant looking to lead us into battle. Some of you have been in the military. You've been yelled at. Don't you be eyeballing me, boy! Stand at attention and drop and give me this and run this. And everything was run, 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 run. And obviously they were preparing you for battle. Yes, the Bible says that we're going to battle Satan. We're going to battle this flesh. We're going to battle the world. So we do have a shepherd that is concerned with that. But that's not where it stops. All right. So He wants us to produce. He wants us to be ready for the battle. Our shepherd also is not like a coach just trying to win a big game. And so a lot of times coaches, they forget about the players. All they want is the prestige of holding that trophy up and being a better coach and maybe using it as a stepping stone coach in high school to get to college, to get to pros and all that kind of stuff. And so they really don't care. That's not where our shepherd is. Now, He does, like in the Bible, you got a race to run. Get rid of the weights. Get rid of that sin that does so easy to beset you and run. All right, so He does have that concept in there, but that's not only what our shepherd does. Then it says here, in my notes, it says that the shepherd is not just like a king looking to rule over us. Okay, back in the day, there was kings, and there are countries that still have kings today. And some countries have likable kings, and they're not just, being a tyrant and just ruling over people. They are there being nice, things like that. And Jesus is our king. We're going to come back and rule and reign with Him when He sets His kingdom up and so forth. But that's not just our shepherd. He's not just the king. So our shepherd also loves us and wants to protect us. Again, from the shepherd aspect of it, He wants to protect us from parasites. I'm sure that shepherd took them and let them get clean in the water and put them places where they could clean themselves. Maybe they took care of the wool and kept the parasites off of them. And there was also predators, wolves, that would want to eat them. There were also poisonous things, poisonous weeds that the shepherd kept that sheep from us. So all these aspects we see here about a boss, a coach, or an army leader or something like that, yes, our shepherd has those aspects, but He also loves us and wants to protect us. So our shepherd would want us to come if we had any need. He said, I'll take care of it. If we've lost our way, He's going to come to us. So we see here the first prayer of the sheep is, Lord, I need You. I need all these aspects of You, and I need You. Second prayer would this be, Lord, I am glad that You first chose me. Right, no sheep in this world has chosen a shepherd. There wasn't a lineup of shepherds, and the sheep weren't out there looking at them all, and that was too tall of a shepherd. That one's he's too mean looking. No, the sheep didn't get to pick the shepherd. All right, the shepherd picked the sheep, and some of those sheep were born into that shepherd's flock. And so same thing with us. We didn't pick Jesus. The Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. He picked us. So our shepherd picked us. So the sheep don't have to worry about choosing the shepherd. He chooses us. So let's have this mindset that the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, He's the one that picked me. He's the one that gave Himself for me. He's the one that made it possible for me to be saved. And so before the foundations of the world, our shepherd picked us to be a sheep. Now, He wanted to pick everybody. It's not His will that any should perish. But there are several verses. We won't take time to flip over and read them all. But in John 17:24, Ephesians 1:4, and 1 Peter 1:20, all those three verses right there have this phrase in it. Before the foundations of the world. And if you look at these, in one verse it says, God foreordained. So in other words, He's the one that had us to be born. He's the one that created us. He foreordained who we would be born to, where would we be born, things like that. He foreordained all this. And so then it also says, there's one verse, it says, before the foundation of the world, He chose. Right? He chose for us to be His sheep. Our shepherd chose us. And then the other one it says here, and then it manifested. So in other words, He foreordained it. He chose us and then He brought it to pass or allowed it to come to fruition or He manifested there. So before the foundations of the world, He was our shepherd. He created the world and everything that's inside of it, the Bible says. Why? For His sheep. He created all the fullness of the world, the Bible says. So our shepherd did all that. He created the desert. He created the cool watering holes. He definitely created land. He created those valleys, those holes, and He knows where they all are. So that's why the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. And so He's not a shepherd that just like, I don't know where the watering holes are. I don't know where the danger is. I don't know where the safety is. He knew all that. Why? Because He created it all. And Jesus can take you, He can lead you beside still waters. He can take you to these green pastures. He can keep you safe without GPS. He didn't have to plug it in. And nothing catches Him by surprise. He created it all, so He knows where to look. So it says here, He created the dark valleys and covered them with the shadows of death in this passage, it says. Those dark hanging, deep spots that you could fall in. All of those things, He knows right where they are. Isaiah 45:7 says this, I form the light, I create the darkness, I make peace and create evil, I love and do all these things. And so we see our shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. So when we're talking about my shepherd, He's the one that created the whole world. He's the one that created these places. That's why He can direct us to them. And so we see, first of all, the sheep might say, Lord, I need you. Secondly, the sheep might say, Lord, thank you for choosing me. Here's the third one. And we've heard this phrase before, but this is not the context that we're talking about. Lord, come quickly. Lord, come quickly. Now, we know the Bible says that there's some people in the Bible, even so, Lord, come, or even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, things like that. We know that's talking about Him coming back. And so forth. But this is talking about, come help me right now. Come to where I am right now. And so that sheep, that especially that hundredth one that was out of the fold, he's in that hole. The valley of the shadow of death is hanging over him. And he's probably batting his head off saying, come find me, come find me. So when we fall into a hole, we think no one can help me. All right, that little baby sheep's thinking, well, my daddy sheep, not coming to help me. My mama sheep is not coming to help me. I need the shepherd. And of course, the Lord is my shepherd. And so if I'm ever in a place where I need God, He knows right where I am. Psalm 23 verse 4 says here, listen to this phrase of it. Thou art with me. So our shepherd, in the Bible context of that 90 and 9 sheep, that shepherd actually had to go out and look. But my shepherd doesn't have to look. Okay? The Bible says right here, thou art with me. I mean, He's with us all the time. Why? Because if we're falling in a hole, He created the hole. He knows where it is. If we need something to drink, He'll give us something to drink. Why? Because He created the water. If we're hiding from something, if something's trying to hurt us, He created it. He can keep us from it. So we see here, thou art with me. He's omnipresent. He's with us all the time. So our shepherd loves us when we're good, and He sees it. He loves us when we're, I won't say bad, but maybe when we're astray. He sees it. Our shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, He's always with me. He's there all the time. And so some names that we might see from our shepherd is this. Our shepherd's name is Emmanuel. It says here, even when we are in that hole, God's with us. That's what Emmanuel means. Matthew 1:23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So the Lord is my shepherd. If I'm right there beside Him, He's definitely with me. But if I've went astray and I've fallen in a hole, He's just right there with me. It's kind of like that that joke you heard about the person that fell into the grave. They dug the hole, they hadn't put anybody in it yet, and one guy walking across fell in there. And so I guess a couple hours later, a second person fell in there. And so he said, no use trying to get out, But the guy that just fell in there got out. I don't know if you understand that or not, but he heard somebody in there talking and he felt led to get out quickly. So we see that if we fall in a hole, thou art with us. And I'll paraphrase these verses, but the Bible says, if I ascend into the heavens, thou art with me. If I make my bed in hell, thou art with me. So in other words, if I go to the east, he's going to be there. If I go to the west, he's going to be there. North, south, wherever I go, the Lord is my shepherd. And he's going to be with me all the time. Why? Because his name's Emmanuel. God with us. No matter where we are. John 14:18 says this, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So the Lord is my shepherd. He's not going to leave us comfortless. He'll come. Second name we're going to look at about our shepherd is this. Our shepherd's name is Redeemer. All right, Redeemer. So when we were in that hole of sin, Jesus came and redeemed us with His blood. 1 Peter 1:19 tells us that our sins were redeemed by His blood. So our shepherd is known as Redeemer. Next name is Deliverer. 2 Corinthians 1:10 says this, who delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. So our shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd, He's always with me. His name's Emmanuel. My shepherd redeemed me. My shepherd delivered me. Another one, my shepherd, His name is Savior. Romans 3:26, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He saved us from our sins. 1 John 4:14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So when we're saying, like David said, the Lord is my shepherd, there's a whole lot that comes with that. He's with me all the time. He delivered me. He redeemed me. He saved me. Another name is, very in this context about the sheep, the shepherd, His name is the door. John 10:7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All right, so my shepherd, he's the way in. He's the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. My shepherd is also the door. Another name of our shepherd, he's known as the light of the world. John 8:12, it says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So my shepherd, I mean, yeah, he has a staff and he has corrected me. He's pulled me back. He's done all the things that a shepherd does. But he's the creator of the light. And there's no darkness in him. Wherever we go, we're going to be able to see. He's the light of the world. Another name for our shepherd is he's the resurrection. John 11:25. I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. The Lord is my shepherd. And we can say that with conviction. We can say that with excitement. Why? Because He's all that. The other name is the bread of life. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Okay, my shepherd's more than just your average Joe shepherd. My shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not going to lack anything. If I need light, He's it. If I need bread, He's it. If I need water, He's it. If I need protection, He's it. If I need correction, He's it. If I need delivering, He's it. If I need to be redeemed, He's it. My shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. He's got lots of names. My shepherd's name is Jesus. Luke 1:31. And thou shalt call His name Jesus. So our shepherd has a great name. Our shepherd's name also is the great physician. Some shepherds probably go get the sheep, and if he's hurt, they have to take him to a veterinarian. Take him to another person that can help him. Our shepherd doesn't need that. The Bible says he's the great physician. Luke 5:31. And Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are with or whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Mark 5:27 says this, and she heard of Jesus, and she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Hey, the Lord is my shepherd. We're talking about my shepherd. And so if I had a hang hoof, all right, he could fix it. If I broke my leg, He could fix it. If I had a tummy ache, He could fix it. My shepherd is the great physician also. He's all that bundled up. And so we see that the next name is this. Our shepherd's name is Need Filler. Need Filler. Anything. That's why it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's nothing that I'm going to need that He can't supply. I shall not want. Why? Because my shepherd. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. So, there's other people that commented throughout the Bible. We won't take time to do all of them, but there's a few that had a need. And their shepherd fixed it. The first one's found in Matthew 14:24-27. And this is when the men were in the boat and they were in a storm and they had a need. They needed to be saved from the storm. And lo and behold, their shepherd said, "Peace, be still," and the storm subsided. And they're like, "What manner of man is this? That's my shepherd." The next was that there was 5,000 people that had been there a long time listening to him preach and teach. And just like a lot of us, they were probably getting a little hangry. It had been a while. And Lord, let's just send them away because they're getting a little testy. Well, they hadn't eaten. Well, all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But my shepherd blessed it, break it, fed them, took up 12 baskets full. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He provided salvation for all kind, or all mankind. That's what He said. My shepherd said when He died on the cross in John 19:30. It is finished. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So we see Psalm 23 here. The sheep might have said, "Lord, I need You. Lord, I'm glad You chose me to be Your sheep. Lord, come quickly." Here's another prayer he might have said, "Lord, thank You for being mine." Right? Thank You for being mine. Those sheep, they're pretty, unless you go to a petting zoo and you've got some of that food in your hand, they're usually pretty shy. If you've got that food in their hand, they'll try to climb the fence and get to you. But anyway, we see here that these sheep were nervous sheep. But they were like, "My shepherd can take care of us. And I'm going to be close to Him. Thank You for being my shepherd." So that we see the example, like if we were here at the church tonight, and we are, you know, if we said, "Okay, Brother so-and-so dismissed us in prayer." If we followed, I guess, the Lord's Prayer, we would say, you know, our Father, our Father which art in heaven. Or we might say, "Dear Heavenly Father." But when the sheep's talking to the shepherd, hey, you can just say individually, not collectively. Collectively, we might say, "Our Father which is in heaven." But individually, we can say, "Heavenly Father," or "Dear Lord Jesus," when you're talking about your shepherd. So we see here that we're looking at the shepherd, and we saw his names, and we saw some things that he might can do. But personally, we could say, the Lord is my shepherd, mine, individually. And so I could say this, and I've got a list here. The Lord is my shepherd. He saved me personally. The Lord, and I shall not want anything I need. He's got it. The Lord is my shepherd, and He strengthened me. Not only did He save me, He strengthened me. He's helped me live in this world and live like He wants me to do. The Lord is my shepherd, and He has shown me directions personally. This is the way, walk ye in it. The Lord is my shepherd, and He supplies my needs personally. The Lord is my shepherd, and He shapes my life personally. And that we do have that indication in the Bible where that little 100th sheep got lost. And it kind of indicates that if that crook of that staff would pull him back. And then there's studies that say that if that one sheep kind of always got out. We had some cows like that growing up. We had some cows that they always got out. And the thing my dad would do was go out into the woods and he would cut a tree down that had a split in it. Almost looked like a wishbone. And he would take that thing and put that head in that thing and tie it above his head. And so he had a stick hanging down almost to the ground and he had sticks above his head. And every time he tried to bust through the fence, it would stop him. All right, but the sheep, the teaching on the sheep was if that sheep always left and always was lost and always getting in trouble, the shepherd would go get him and the shepherd would go get him and the shepherd would go get him. And finally, the shepherd would take that staff and break that little sheep's leg so it couldn't leave. And so we see here that our shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, I know He has shaped my life personally. Wah! Because I'm hard-headed. Don't do that. Wah! Don't you get back involved in that. And so praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and He has shaped my life. Next, the Lord is my shepherd, and He spends time with me personally. So that's what David's saying here. The Lord is my shepherd. He saved me. He strengthened me. He shows me which direction to go. He supplies my needs. He shapes my life. He spends time with me personally. The Lord is my shepherd. He stands guard around me personally. And again, that's what, and when you say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's not a need that I'll have. There's not a thing that God can't do. So He will stand guard there. And the last one we see, the Lord, another prayer that the sheep might say, Lord, thank You for being my shepherd. The last one, number five, the Lord help me to let You be my shepherd. Sheep, I guess they always say sheep's dumb. Maybe they're not hard-headed, they're just dumb. I would hope I would be on the hard-headed side, not the dumb side. But anyway, we have to, that's my shepherd, and I'm going to let Him be my shepherd. A lot of times, as we're growing up, I know there's that percentage when your child is this age, they need 100% of you. And then when they get to this age, they need 90% of you. And they get to this age, they need 80, and you get it. They go all the way down. And then hopefully by the time they're 45, they don't need any of you. They're out of your house, and they're living on their own. But we always need our shepherd. And we need to let Him be our shepherd. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why? If you'll let Him be your shepherd, He'll add to you what you need when you need it. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Colossians 1:18 says that in all things He might have preeminence. I'm supposed to let Him be my shepherd because He'll take care of all of it. So if Jesus is not our shepherd, who is? Somebody's going to be shepherding us. And so here's a couple of examples of other shepherds that we could have. If we're not letting Jesus be our shepherd, we could be letting the devil be our shepherd. Hey, talk like this, and hey, be involved in this, and don't believe that, and things like that. The devil is a shepherd of a lot of people out there today. You can tell by the way they look and act and sound and behave. And they're not letting the shepherd, my shepherd, be their shepherd. So the devil may be their shepherd. Here's another one. A lot of people are self-shepherding these days. I can handle it. I'll do it. I'm not going to let the devil be my shepherd, but I'm not going to let God be my shepherd, so I'll be my shepherd. I'll make all the decisions. I'll do this. I'll do that. And they can make a mess. And the devil's fine with that. As long as you're not letting Jesus be your shepherd, he's like, okay, that's fine. So we see, if Jesus is not our shepherd, who is? The devil? Ourself? Here's another one. The God of the dollar. Our boss or our career. We're letting that be, and we have to have that stuff. We have to have, if we don't provide for our family, we're worse than an infidel. I get it. We have to have all that, but that shouldn't be our shepherd. Jesus should be our shepherd. We use those things to take care and to make ends meet and things like that, but we don't let that shepherd us. Here's another one. The God of knowledge. There's a lot of people out there, they're getting this degree and that degree, and they're letting that dictate. They're letting that be their shepherd. The Bible talks about how they're ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. But their shepherd is education and knowledge. And, I have to know. But if they're excluding Jesus and not letting Him be, they're letting that knowledge and their abilities be their shepherd. Here's another one. The God of entertainment. There's a lot of people that's doing that these days. That's my shepherd. Whatever's the funnest. Whatever brings me the most thrill. Whatever makes me the most popular. Whatever makes me the most... That's who I'm letting be. And all these, if you let the devil be your shepherd, you're going to be wanting. If you try to shepherd yourself, you're going to be wanting. If you let the dollar, the Bible says it's like holes in your pockets. You're just, not letting Jesus be your shepherd. Knowledge, you're going to be ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. Entertainment, there's fun in it for a season, the Bible says. But then, all of a sudden, boom. So, if Jesus is not our shepherd, who is? So, Jesus is way better shepherd than anything else. John 14:27. And this is what He said. This is what my shepherd says. Peace I leave you. Man, a lot of people are looking for peace, I mean, by letting the devil, by letting themselves, by letting the dollar, by letting fun, by letting knowledge. But all that won't leave you peace. But Jesus says, peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So life is peaceful when you're at the shepherd's feet. Again, all 99 that were right there in the fold and the shepherd was right there, they were peace, sleeping sweet. All their bellies were full. They weren't wanting anything. That little 100th sheep being the hardhead out there in a hole somewhere running, he wasn't at peace. He was scared. He was hungry. He was cold. He was wanting. But the ones that let Jesus be their shepherd, they shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So if you're allowing Jesus to be your shepherd, you will be lacking nothing. And so if we look at it and say, well, I'm lacking this, and I'm lacking this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And so, Lord, please help me let you be my shepherd. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. Lord, thank you for the Bible. Thank you for this truth. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not lacking anything. Lord, I just ask you, the Bible even says if we're lacking wisdom, we ask you for it. You'll give it to us. If we're lacking strength, we ask you for it. You'll give it to us. Direction, all those things. Lord, you're right there. So, Lord, be our shepherd. Thank you for being my shepherd. Lord, I just ask you to help us all to try to be the sheep that we need to be. In Jesus' name, amen.